Hi, my name's Josh Twist, and I'm going to show you in the next 10 minutes how easy it is to add a back end to your Windows 8 application using Windows Azure Mobile Services. It's a core tenet of modern applications that we understand our users and their identity, and that we can send them timely updates using push notifications even when they're not using the application. If we're going to build anything but the simplest of applications, we need structured storage that will allow us to sort, page, filter, and query data that spans multiple users. The problem is, all of these features add complexity. And this complexity can put off some client-focused developers who want to spend their time focused in Visual Studio building their Windows 8 client application. So we asked ourselves, what can we do to make Windows Azure even more compelling, especially to this audience? I want to introduce you to Windows Azure Mobile Services. Now, you can sign up for the free trial at aka.ms/mobile services. Here's the Windows Azure portal. If you're familiar with this, you'll notice that we have a new tab over here on the left called Mobile Services. Let's get started by creating a mobile service from scratch and just see how easy that is. So I'm going to click New, choose Mobile Service, and Create, and then I enter a name for my application. I'm going to go for VS Demo, and then I get to choose which database I want to connect to. So Mobile Services connects to a SQL database in Azure, and that's where it stores its data. So we can connect to an existing database if you already have one, or to a new database, and we'll guide you through the process of creating that right here in this wizard. So I'm going to use an existing database because I already have one. I'm going to enter the credentials for that. And that's going to kick off the process of provisioning our new mobile service. That's going to create a runtime in our shared environment so you can have mobile services for free. It's going to set up the SQL database just right, and it's also going to create a URL so that you have an endpoint at which you can target your clients so they can use your mobile service. This is just going to take a few seconds, but I do want to impress upon you that this is creating a brand new service running live in Azure right now. So you can see that's already completed as I'm speaking. If we click on the name, that will take us into our quick start experience. And the goal of the quick start is to make sure you don't leave without having an application that's pointing at a real live mobile service, a Windows 8 application. Now, we have two options for you here. We can create a new Windows 8 app, or we can connect to an existing. I'm going to create a new app. And in this case, what it's actually going to do is take us on a three-step process to create a simple to-do application. Step one is to install the tools. Now, I've already installed Visual Studio, and I already have installed the Mobile Services SDK. So on to step two. And step two is about creating a table. It'll come as no surprise to you that if we want to store data in our SQL database, then we need to create a table. And we can create that right here in the Quick Start by clicking this button. That's going to create a table called To-Do Item. Step three is to download and run your personalized project. So you can choose from C# or JavaScript. I'm going to go for C#, and that's going to allow me to download a generated project that contains the code, the bootstrap code, that's going to connect to this mobile service. So let's open that up. Then I just need to extract the zip file and open the project in Visual Studio. And the first thing I want to do is show you very quickly the bootstrap code that we've included. And that's right here in app.xaml.cs. You can see that contains the application key and the URL for your service that we just created right here, right now. So the application is actually good to go. So let's run it. And what this is going to do is launch our Windows 8 app that's a to-do application. And on the left, we get to insert an item. And on the right, the item that we've just inserted will appear once it's made the round trip from the client through mobile services into SQL and back to the client. So let's see just how quickly that happens. Say hello to VS Launch Attendees. Let's save that. And you can see that's already gone through, launched, fired up the service, and come back into our client here. We can have another item that reminds me to say goodbye at the end. So I'm going to save that. Again, when that appears on the right, it's already safely stored in SQL. We can update data simply by checking the boxes, though. We're going to update the complete property to true, and I can refresh the data from the database. It's really that easy. Let's take a look at how easy the code is that goes along with that. So I'm going to switch back to Visual Studio and stop the project running. And we're going to take a look in mainpage.xaml.cs. And you'll see at the top here we have a class that reflects the to-do item. So it has an ID property that's going to be set by the mobile service. has a text property that contains the value or the description of the to-do item, and that complete property that indicates whether it's been complete or not. Now, to insert, update, and query data is exceptionally easy. I simply grab hold of my table and call insert async, passing in an instance of the class above. And notice we're using await here, so we're fully compatible with the async APIs in C# 4. And here we're performing a query. You'll be pleased to see we're using a link expression, which should be very familiar to C# developers, and we're even converting that into a collection view to make it super easy to data bind. And here we're doing an update. So insert, update, delete, and query are very, very easy. I've had to think very little about building out a service here, and I'm focused, spending my time in Visual Studio, doing what I enjoy, but still getting all the benefits of the cloud. So let's go back to the portal very quickly, and I want to show you some of the other features. So we have a dashboard here, and this is a real-time monitoring capability that we can see here that shows us the queries that we've just been performing against this service. So you can see our API calls, the CPU time that's been consumed, and the data egress that's occurred since we've created this service. If we look at the data tab, we can see our data tables in SQL. And we can actually see there's one index and two records inside the to-do item. And what's best is we can go in and browse this data right here. So really what we're trying to do is make it easy for people who want to focus on building a client and don't want to worry about reliability and high availability and building out SQL and modeling data, and try to strip all that pain away. So you can do a lot of the tasks that you would normally have to perform elsewhere right here in the Windows Azure Mobile Services portal. So for example, we can look at the columns inside our table. We can set an index on a column if we think it's going to be part of a query. And we can even set permissions that span the table with simple policies. So for example, if you wanted to make sure that only authenticated users could insert into the to-do item table, we can do that by setting policy here. Or we could rescript that to only scripts and admins. And we'll talk more about scripts in just a moment. I'm going to step back out of storage, out of data, and show you some other features that we have. So here we have two tabs, push and identity. And this is where we can configure our mobile service to work with the Windows notification service and or Windows Live to support really deep integration in terms of sending push notifications to your apps and logging in via Windows Live. We make that exceptionally easy here. You just have to register your app with the Windows Store and port over those credentials right here into this page. If your app grows and becomes successful, then you can scale out your mobile service to have more than just the shared instance that we give you for free, and you can go reserved and have dedicated VMs that are there to handle the load that your users are pushing onto this new mobile service. Okay, let's step back a minute. Now, there's one thing I didn't show you that we skipped over if you were a keen-eyed viewer, and you'll see that we didn't look at this script tab, and this is one of my favorite features of Windows Azure Mobile Services. If you're building a client application that uses data, then you're going to need validation policy, you're going to need authorization rules, you're going to want to run server logic. And the only way to do that is by having secure code that runs on a server. And we do that with simple scripts. So here you can see a script that's going to execute when somebody inserts an item into the to-do table. And these scripts are authored in JavaScript. And I think it's best demonstrated by looking at a more complete application. So here's one I created earlier called WertheFriend. WertheFriend is a very simple location application. You can see it has three tables: check-ins that stores the location and the message when somebody checked in, customers stores information about the user, including the channel URL for push notifications, and friends stores the relationship between multiple customers. Now, I've already created the client application for this, so let's go and start that up. You can see this is a WinJS application, and it contains the code that points at that mobile service I created earlier, so we can actually run this right away. The first thing that's going to happen is it's going to use Windows Live to sign me in automatically. And you can see that I'm now looking at the recent check-in screen, and I can see that Scott Guthrie has a check-in saying he was working hard, which is always good to know. And you can imagine that the code behind this to query that data is really very simple. It's just a table query. And if we want to query all the users in the system, again, that's easy. If I want to insert a friend request, I'm going to make a friend request to myself. Then that's a simple insert async in C# or an insert in JavaScript. And I can view my friend requests, and I can update that to approve it to true. All very, very straightforward. I can even perform a check-in, which is an insert to the check-ins table. And you'll see that appear on that home screen in recent check-ins. However, there is a problem. I sent Scott a friend request and he denied it. He rejected it, disappointingly. So I shouldn't be able to see his data. And you know that the naive way we could solve this problem would be to implement some client code that simply restricts the results shown on the screen to those that are in my friend group. But the problem with that is a smart or malicious user could easily use a tool like Fiddler or could hack the application and take a look at what's going on and change and remove that security from the client. So we always need security to be enforced on the server, and we do that using scripts, and I want to show you that in action now. So we're going to change this application in flight by applying a script to the read operation on that check-ins table. Now, I created a script earlier that does that, and what it's going to do is it's going to perform a query against the friends table and find all the friends of the current user and then augment that query that's coming in from the client and say, make sure that it only finds results that are in this user's friends, is essentially what's going on here. We'll take a look at another script in a moment in more detail. So I'm going to save that. Notice this is making a real live change to the service that we're using from our client in development right now. And I'm going to navigate in here and refresh that page, and you'll see that we can't see Scott's check-in, and that's thanks to that code that's running securely on the server. Finally, wouldn't it be really cool if when I checked in, I sent a push notification to all of my friends so they can see exactly what I'm up to, and they can see my location and my message, and they're going to be notified of that using a toast. We make that exceptionally easy in Windows Azure Mobile Services. So I'm just going to jump out here and move to the insert script. And whenever there's an insert, whenever a new check-in is inserted, we're going to execute a piece of code. Again, that code's written in JavaScript. Cut and paste this in here. I'm going to save that, and I'm going to walk you through this script in a little bit more detail. So we have an insert function that has three parameters: an item that represents the item being inserted, the user that represents the user inserting the object. Now, bear in mind, this user object has been validated and verified by Windows Azure Mobile Services, so you can trust it to have done the authentication. You know who that person is. And this request object here allows us to control the flow of execution. So the first thing we do is we call request.execute. That says go ahead and insert that data into the database. And then when you're finished, call this callback. And the first thing we do inside the callback is then tell, say, request.respond. That says get the response back to the client, let them know everything's hunky-dory, and we're going to continue to run a little bit of code after they've been informed that that insert's gone ahead. So we execute a piece of SQL here. And this SQL is going to operate against the customers table and the friends table with a join to find all of the friends channel URLs. So we're going to be able to send a push notification to all of my friends. And in the results callback here, we enumerate over those results and we call a special API in Windows Azure Mobile Services, this piece of code here, push.wns.send, and then we specify the template that we want to send. Windows Notification Services has many templates that allow you to send decorative, toast, or tile updates, and we support all of those in Windows Azure Mobile Services. In this case, I'm sending a toast text 04. We pass in the channel URL, which is the address or the identifier for that user, and then we pass in the payload. That means that that change is now live and deployed to our mobile service. I'm going to switch back out. I'm going to create a check-in and tell my friends what I'm doing. So I'm presenting at VS Launch. I'm going to click check-in, and if you watch the top right-hand corner of the screen, you should see that we receive a push notification, and that's coming from Windows Notification Services. So a scenario that would normally take thousands of lines of code to glue together all these different features is something you can achieve in literally minutes with Windows Azure Mobile Services. Thank you for watching.